And now a story about migrant people who've made it to the United States. It's an American story. Immigrants who sacrifice their own careers to better their children's lives. In reality, many of these foreign-born in our country are deeply unhappy with the low-skilled work they can find. They may be highly trained or educated, but they're often unable to get a more challenging job. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports now on a tiny nonprofit that's helping these immigrants maneuver the American marketplace.
When Clement Degua won the visa lottery and arrived in New Jersey in 2003, he figured his prospects were pretty good. He'd practiced law in his native Kenya and had an additional master's in law and development. But when he posted his resume on websites,
few hits, few interviews, actually zero interviews, yeah.
Increasingly desperate as he blew through his savings, Degua took part-time jobs as a security guard, then at a credit card call center. During late-night shifts, especially in cold winter, Degua says he'd wonder if coming to the U.S. was a mistake.
You know, I'm thinking I'm sitting here in the morning, go back, get some sleep, come back and do this all over again. My colleagues in Kenya, what are they doing? They're in some lavish hotel, you know, attending some banquets which the Law Society offers.
Such misgivings are common, says Jane Liu. She helped resettle refugees in the 1990s and remembers once touring a chicken cutting factory whose owner touted the success of the refugees working there.
And he introduced me to the head of the chicken cutting line and the assistant supervisor of the chicken cutting line. And he was saying, you know, these guys are so smart, they're doing such a great job. The one guy used to be a surgeon in Bosnia and the other an engineer in Iraq.
Liu says she became disappointed and a little embarrassed by the low expectations set for these new Americans. So in 2003, she founded Upwardly Global.
You made it.
Finally.
Please sign in, check off your name.
On a night of torrential rain, immigrants file up to the 28th floor of an office tower in the heart of Wall Street.
So just so you know, Nana, I talked with Iffy today and she's actually going to be working on your cover letter.
Okay, she's working on
They've learned to trim down and punch up their wordy resumes. They've been introduced to professionals in their field and told about the importance of networking. Jane Liu says they've also been drilled in that very American art of selling yourself.
And in other cultures where modesty is such a highly held virtue, this is so uncomfortable to go in and start every sentence with I did this. I achieved this. And I always tell them it's important to remember that their mom's not going to be there in the interview being horrified at how immodest they are.
On this night, the immigrants will get to put that new assertiveness into practice through mock interviews.
Tell me why you're interested in the senior financial analyst position.
Well, I have 5 years of experience doing cost and budget analyze in my country.
Some immigrants are impressive during these sessions, but sometimes there are awkward silences, miscues, and garbled answers that must be repeated. Now imagine that in the normal method for screening candidates, the phone interview.
If we tried to funnel them through our normal recruiting processes, they would never make it through.
Martha Gallo is an executive vice president at J.P. Morgan Chase in New York. The corporation is one of several that have agreed to provide mentors to Upwardly Global's job seekers and give them special consideration. These business partners receive training, too, on how to see the talent beneath the halting English or how to understand the value of a university degree from a place they may have never heard of. Gallo says it's a good deal. J.P. Morgan Chase must appeal to a diverse consumer base and must fill 30 to 40,000 positions a year.
We're in a very competitive marketplace for talent, and this for us was just a completely untapped talent supply. They've been accountants, they've been bankers, they've been lawyers. They're seasoned.
As for Clement Degua, the Kenyan who was so frustrated in the call center, after discovering Upwardly Global by chance, he's now a contract analyst at J.P. Morgan Chase. He says there are many more who could use the same hand up.
It's not somebody asking, please hold my hand and take me to the office and get me a job. No, show me how to get a job. That's all we're asking.
With his salary doubled, Degua and his wife are now thinking of buying a house, and he's applying to take the New York bar exam. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.